everyone, and welcome. I'm Megan Kellett, the Assistant Site Editor for SearchSMBStorage.com. Today, I'll be talking about VTLs versus other types of disk backup. Disk backup is popular for data backup and recovery. Companies can choose from a variety of strategies such as disk to tape, continuous data protection, and virtual tape libraries, also known as VTLs. But what's more popular for SMBs to implement in their environment? VTLs or other types of disk backup? What are the pros and cons of each? And how does data deduplication differ between VTLs and other types of disk backup? Here to help answer these questions is Jeff Bowles, Senior Analyst of Validation Services at the Tanasia Group. Hi, Jeff, and thanks for being here today.
Hi, Megan. Glad to be here.
So, Jeff, can you explain what the main difference is between using VTLs and other types of disk backup for backup in a storage environment is?
Sure. So, both VTL and disk-to-disk or disk-based storage technologies are frequently packaged together with capacity optimization, also known as deduplication. The difference is a VTL has additional technology within it to emulate the logical interactions of physical tape, emulating individual tape drives and tape media, whereas a disk-to-disk platform typically acts as a NAS device that can be mounted for the storage of backups within file formats. Both will typically attach to a backup media server and be managed by that media server.
Now, what are the pros and cons of using VTLs for data backup?
VTLs are generally not as widely adopted in the SMB market because disk-to-disk solutions tend to be easier to configure and deploy, but there are exceptions. And most of these revolve around a need for access to physical tape, but you want to replace that physical tape with disk. For one instance, if you're transitioning from tape media, it may be easier to take the plunge with a solution that exactly duplicates your tape system. You already have that expectation of tape media behind your backup system and the way you're doing business today. So maybe doing a VTL is an easy first step into, or is an easier step than disk-to-disk into disk-based backup storage. Moreover, in some cases, there may be systems that can only interface with VTL, such as mainframes or other applications used to dealing directly with a tape system. This can bring capacity optimization and disk storage to such uses. And if you have complex backup processes where, you know, you're taking data off the tape for offsite storage, that type of stuff, you want to maintain some of those manual processes, that manual export of data to tape. Very often it can be easier to do that with a VTL platform that already emulates the tape to begin with, because it's capturing that data on disk and tape format and can actually handle the export of tape out. There's a whole tangled web of issues around how that tape-based integration into VTL is handled, whether it should be handled in the VTL or whether it should be handled in backup software. But that can be one selling point for VTL over disk-to-disk if you require that physical tape media at some point during your lifecycle. Just look into those issues and understand them.
Okay. And what are the pros and cons of using disk-to-disk backup?
So on the other hand, disk-to-disk is very easy to implement. Implementing a solution as NAS, it's easy to stand that up. Almost all of the backup software that you might buy today works very seamlessly and transparent with disk-to-disk solutions. And, ease of use is just can be massively different than a VTL solution. And to boot, on top of that, many of the D2D solutions out there that use a NAS interface can be integrated with other applications in interesting ways. If you want to use it for nearline archiving, this type of stuff, sometimes the disk-to-disk technology is easier to use than trying to make a VTL solution fit into that usage model. So, in general, ease of use will be the biggest differentiator.
Okay. Now, which strategy is more commonly used in SMB environments, and why is that? Is one better suited for SMBs?
So, again, this goes back to ease of use, and that's one of the reasons we see such widespread adoption of D2D and disk-to-disk in SMB environments. It's easy to stand up these NAS appliances. Unless you have some real need for the physical tape, disk-to-disk is just massively easier to use. And even if you have need of physical tape, if you're doing off-site storage at Iron Mountain facility or what have you, many of the backup packages around today are so capable that they can handle the export of that tape format still from that disk repository and make all of that seamless as well. So the ease of use around disk-to-disk is a massive differentiator that drives adoption in SMB. an ExaGrid, you can take this node that you stand up behind a NAS interface to your backup storage to and grow with it over time by adding additional nodes to your ExaGrid storage repository. So you get a unit that you can buy into at a small capacity and then grow with it over time so you can avoid obsolescence. So.
Okay. And what about deduplication? How does that differ between VTLs and disk-to-disk backup?
You know, in general, while there's a widely varying way of doing deduplication when you get down to algorithms and some differences in effectiveness between them, the vendors on the market today are generally pretty competitive in how effectively they can deduplicate data. So if you're looking at a VTL vendor versus a D2D vendor, in general, you're going to see comparable deduplication rates. Now, if you're doing extremely strange types of storage, if you have extremely proprietary formats you're storing, you know, you have tape headers on VTL platform that a deduplication platform may not understand well, there may be some decreased efficiency of how it deduplicates those tapes. So if you're buying VTL to deduplicate something that is a slightly unusual tape format, specific application that's creating tape storage, just be aware that you may get less efficient deduplication. But in general, VTL and D2D vendors will compete effectively with each other when it comes to deduplication.
Okay. Thanks for all those answers, Jeff.
You bet.
And for more information on disk backup for SMBs, you can visit searchsmbstorage.com.